Padre Pio was sometimes perceived as being a little harsh, like he was in a bad mood, or maybe like he had a bad temper. But in this video, we explore a different angle. Padre Pio shows us how to be happier. Hello and welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and incredible miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint. If you're new to our channel, then please like, share, and subscribe. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. Those who knew Padre Pio well described him as having a good sense of humor. Despite his constant sufferings and seriousness of his mission, when he relaxed in his cell or in the garden with friends and fellow friars, Padre Pio often made those around him laugh. Padre Pio's biographer Dorothy Guardiose, who spent several years in San Giovanni, writes, "Everyone who knew Padre Pio listened to him tell funny stories. He must have had a whole collection of these stories in his head. Padre Pio had a frank and innocent smile, from a pure heart," according to his biographer, Francesco Napolitano. So Padre Pio was obviously not a bitter person. His answers were full of good humor, and he liked jokes. One night, he was in the Covenant Garden, listening to the complaints of one of his spiritual children. Suddenly, he smiled and said, "None of you are happy. Only the friars are. Do you know why?" Then he made the sign of the cross and said, "We have no debt, we have no credit, we have no wives and no children. So be it." Once when a famous politician came to San Giovanni Rotondo, escorted by the police on motorcycles, he received this welcome from Padre Pio. Listen to this. "My, my, how the world has changed since I was a boy. Back then, the police were always on the lookout for thieves and robbers. Now they go in front, opening the way for them." Padre Pio's sense of humor made his supernatural gifts even more incredible. Between smiles and jokes, he concealed his secret, so that many people who lived close to him never suspected anything. Some never even understood his kindness and his heroic virtues. He was always between two lives, smiling and exchanging words with beings from both worlds. So Padre Pio was definitely a joy to be around. But let's look a little deeper. What was the source of this joy, and how did he express it besides telling jokes? Padre Pio was a Capuchin monk, so his spiritual leader, his mentor in following Christ, was Saint Francis of Assisi. Like Francis, Padre Pio also embraced with joy and gratitude the life of poverty for Christ's sake. What the English author Chesterton said about Saint Francis can also be said about Padre Pio. "The thing with St. Francis of Assisi is that he was certainly ascetic and he was certainly not gloomy. He devoured fasting as man devours food. He threw himself into poverty as men seek madly after gold." Padre Pio's joy resembled the joy of his spiritual father, St. Francis. The joy of the two saints came from their intense love for God and the fact that they remained in his presence at all times. They experienced the words of the psalmist, "You will teach me the path of life, unbounded joy in your presence, at your right hand, delight forever." To be constantly in God's presence. This is a very important point in our spiritual lives. If we always remembered that God is watching, would we sin? Padre Pio found joy in carrying the cross for others. He says, "I have no desire for my cross to be lighter, for it is a joy for me to suffer with Jesus. When I contemplate the cross on the shoulders of Jesus, I feel strengthened, I exult in holy joy." There's an interesting story of a mystic to whom our Lord frequently appeared. One day, this mystic complained to our Lord that her cross was too heavy. So our Lord showed her a room full of crosses and told her to choose one. So the mystic went around the room trying out different crosses. One was too heavy, the other too uncomfortable, etc. But finally, she found one that was perfect. So she turned to our Lord and said, "I choose this one." Our Lord responded, "Well, that's precisely the cross you already had." Padre Pio's joy in the Lord was often expressed in tears. He told those watching that those tears were of joy and thanks to the Lord for his countless blessings. It is known that sometimes following the end of the Mass, Padre Pio would cry as he knelt down and gave thanks to God. When paradise is poured into the heart, this afflicted, exiled, weak, and mortal heart cannot contain itself without shedding tears. He said, "It was the joy that filled my heart that made me cry for so long." On April 18, 1912, Padre Pio described his experience. "There are things that cannot be translated into human language without losing their deep heavenly meaning. The heart of Jesus and mine were, allow me to use this expression, merged. There were no longer two hearts beating, but one." And he continues, "My own heart disappeared, like a drop of water lost in the ocean. My joy was so intense and so deep that I couldn't bear it, and tears of happiness rolled down my cheeks." There are quite a few takeaways in this story. Let us ask Padre Pio to obtain for this true joy that can only come from union with our Lord through the intercession of Our Lady. Thank you for listening, and if you haven't yet, please do enroll in the next Friday's Padre Pio Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And if you enjoy our videos, then please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.